I was chuckling the other day by a joke that I heard. A man and his wife had gone downtown, done a lot of shopping, and he had forgotten to get the gambling things that he usually did at the store, buy the cards and the tickets, hoping to make a buck here and there. And so they were out in the car and driving away, and he said, "Oh, I forgot to get my gambling card." And she said, "Honey, just turn around and we'll drive by the store and you can throw the money out the window." Well, that makes about that much sense. Let's talk today about gambling. Gambling. Gambling is something that God has condemned from the very beginning, like a lot of other things that we preach against, and people get angry when we do. Gambling. In Proverbs 23:4, "Labor not to be rich. Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings, and they fly away." Gambling and the lottery have become one of our nation's worst sins. We are faced with home mortgage tragedy, a rise in the cost of food, and the shameful rise in gas prices, and everyone is feeling their pinch and cutting back on unnecessary driving and limiting their purchases. Still, they line up at the counter to purchase those old lottery tickets and continue to gamble away money needed for food and necessary things. Just doesn't make a bit of sense, does it? It has become a habit to gamble, and it begins early in life based on greed, chance, or luck, whatever you call it, but it only has one result, and that is tragedy, waste, and loss. Something for nothing is a principle condemned by the Bible. Proverbs 13:11 says, "Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished. One who gambles hopes to beat the odds and dreams of winning, but most always loses, always. Trusting luck or chance is like tempting God," Matthew 4:7. "The roll of a ball, the flip of a card, or the rattle of a dice certainly doesn't show one's trust in the provision of an eternal Lord. What happens to us is not the result of a spin or flip or fate, but rather the will of God. Gambling in every form also is a tragic source of temptation. It will cause you to fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition." That's 1 Timothy 6:9. The lottery and all forms of gambling become a chain which binds the participant to daily, wasteful financial funds in the hope to gain more. Gambling leads to covetousness. "A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent," Proverbs 28:20. The gambler removes faith from the provisions of God to a person pursuit of quick riches that might be. The urge to gamble becomes an enslaving habit. Working men spend money for lottery tickets while complaining how hard it is to find enough money to feed the family. Others are losing their jobs, but yet waste needed money still on their gambling habit. A complaining populace pours money down the drain of wasteful, shattered hope. Such a convulsive desire is unfit for the child of God. God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Romans 6:2. Our provider is the Lord, and not a hope to gain the squandered money of others. There is no question further that gambling encourages greed. Those who gamble are never satisfied with what they have, but always sacrifice their cash in the hope of winning some more. Initiative for work is lost in the hope of something for nothing. The believer is to be content in the things which we have. The love of money is the root of all evil, 1 Timothy 6:1. Notice that money is not the root of evil, but the love for it. Gradually, the gambler loses the thrill of daily godly provision, the joy of providing honestly for one's own, and for a consuming desire, all based on a chance. The lusting for more drains away the cash needed for personal and family daily needs. Oh, you say the winner is so happy. Yeah. Oh, the true result is a false happiness. To win gives a flash of exhilaration, but only godliness with contentment is great gain. 1 Timothy 6:6. Money simply does not satisfy. The tiny fraction who win something are never satisfied, but spurred on to greater hopes to be shattered again. Most have won in the lottery, have suffered untold problems, as the leeches of life try to cash in on their winnings. Even in the life of the sinner, money turns his eyes further away from the need for God. When someone occasionally becomes a winner, it is not a cure. No, indeed. Remember, the love of money is the root of all evil, which some have coveted after. They've erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. 1 Timothy 6:10. The results of such winning are really losing in a myriad of ways. Gambling takes from others. Yes, that's a sad fact. It takes losers to make a possible winner. And when you gamble, you take food off the table and shoes off the baby's feet of others who are trying to find a profit through the same addictive loss as you are. They gain always, representing that they get suffering, loss, as great losers. Many among them shall stumble and fall and be broken and be snared and be taken, Isaiah 8:15. Oh, the word of God is so very clear. This business of gambling is further a great, gigantic waste of time. The Bible says very clearly that those of us who belong to the Lord should redeem the time because the days are evil, Ephesians 5:16. We don't need time filling out little tickets. We don't need time crossing out and scratching out things. We don't need all this gadget and gimmicks with the hope that somehow a number that will come out of the scratched-off mess might be the one that represents a little money. No, time is precious, and hours spent gambling fail to lead to satisfaction. Never. You will never find a gambler who finally will say, "There, I'm not going to gamble again. The last time I did it perfectly satisfied me, and I have no desire anymore." Ha! Only God could make that possible. Very seldom happens. Years ago, we took a tour boat on an inland waterway towards Alaska to see my son, who's in a Christian radio station there. Sue and I spent every waking moment on top deck watching breaching whales, high-flying eagles, wonderful snow-capped mountains, and calving glaciers. And the scenery made one breathless thing of beauty, and we just couldn't turn away from it. But every time we went by in the corridor below, there sat that same little old lady at a slot machine in the doorway, stuffing quarters in the bandit, while heavenly scenery flowed around the ship, and beauty she would never, ever, ever see was passing by as she stuffed in a few more quarters. Talk about addiction. She missed seeing the beauties of our Creator while hoping to hit it big. Life is too precious to gamble over what we might be and to ignore the sure and promised blessings of the Lord. Remember, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:19. Such a promise stands above all the gambling chances that you have ever taken and that of addicted people have enslaved their lives in this money-wasting habit. True, Christians should avoid and condemn every form of gambling. Before I close, I want to warn about card gambling. I researched this in many articles and the testimony of converted card sharks. A pack of cards is not only a tool of evil, but an insult to God. I don't care what game you're going to use it for. The meanings of the cards are absolutely satanic. Any professional gambler will tell you each card in the deck has a meaning. For instance, the king card is the devil, the enemy of God. The ten spot represents the spirit of darkness and all that is evil. The club card speaks of murder and bloodshed and violence throughout the ages. The jack is called the lustful libertine that is a keeper of prostitutes. And the queen card represents the Virgin Mary, who in card language is called the mother of harlots. Lastly, the joker is, yes, you've guessed it, the joker they call Jesus Christ, who plays the part of a lustful fool. Now, friend, how can you hold cards that anybody knows anything about them knows have such horrible meaning and not be convicted about what you do? Now, if you put all those meaning together, the card dealers of the ages have laughingly told it, then Jesus the Joker is the son of the Jack, the lustful father that came from the Queen, the lustful mother Mary. All this is blasphemy and another long-lasting tool of Satan being ridiculed or used in ridicule to the Savior and all that he does. He accomplished all this for us, Jesus did, dear believer. We must not play any game or use any pack of cards that deals with evil, licentious, filthy, unbelievable thought and that degrades our hearts and our lives. I never can remember in my house a pack of cards. Oh, some guys have old maid this and something else. My ma didn't like cards, period. And we could do other kind of games, but we didn't do anything with packs of cards. They have such a tendency to, when they move into the teens, the kids will begin to move into other things that cards are used. And first thing you know, they're making decisions on what cards come up. They're being affected and directed by what the cards seem to say. And all it is a tool of the devil to drive away the child of God. The believers to have no fellowship with the unfruitful work of darkness, but rather reprove them, Ephesians 5:11. To us, time is valuable. Our testimony must be unquestionable, and what we pursue is a valuable part of that testimony. I praise God for the substance he allows, the invests into the work of God, to be a true winner for eternity. Friend, life is never a gamble. Life is never a gamble. There's no doubt about it. You can choose hell if you want. You can be a doomed, damned, lost sinner if you want. Or you can be a winner by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and his shed blood that was shed to wash away all of your sin. Life is never a gamble, but a treasured number of years to serve Christ with the promise of eternity. Oh, friend, I hope that this chat today, as we sort of ramble along about gambling, will cause you to turn your back away from it and to not do those things that other people do and laugh at and consider it not to be bad at all. Anything that has to do with cards, anything that has to do with risk, anything that takes from others in order to get something for you that you don't deserve, anything that is of luck or by chance is not what the Bible teaches for the child of God. We don't do things by chance. We don't get things by luck. We have a loving Father. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. No gamble, my friend. There, as we leave the air today, you ask the Lord Jesus to be your Savior. Invite him to come into your heart. Trust him as your very own. Believe that he is indeed the Son of God and that he rose from the dead. And look forward to his coming. And whatever happens, you won't lose in a gamble. You'll be a winner because you're on God's side. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.